Designing impact booms from kick layers. Intermediate. Ableton Live. Drum and bass tempo. Let's do it. All right. So impact booms are those cinematic low-end punches you hear at the start of a drop, at a 16-bar switch, or right before a fill. They're not a kick that's louder. They're more like a designed event, a hit with a big front, a controlled tail, and just enough character to read on any system without smashing your mix. In this lesson, you're going to build an impact boom rack from kick layers. Three rolls, a sub thump, a body knock, and an optional top crack. Then we'll glue it, add controlled space, and make it behave inside a 174-ish BPM drum and bass context. Before we even touch sound design, set up the context. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'll imagine 174. Now make a simple reference drum loop. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. If you want, add a little hat shuffle. The reason is simple. Impacts feel different in silence than they do inside a busy drop. You want to judge how the boom reads against the groove, not in isolation. Create a new MIDI track and name it Impact Boom. Now step 1. Choose your source kicks. You want three different kicks that already contain the right kind of energy. For the sub layer, grab an 808-ish, rounder kick with some low-end tail. It doesn't need to be perfectly clean, we'll filter and shape it. For the body layer, grab something tighter and punchier, like a short acoustic-style kick or a modern punch kick with a nice knock around the low mids. For the top layer, grab a clicky kick, a rim, or even a tiny Foley tick. And teacher note here, the top layer is optional. If your drum and bass kick already has plenty of click, you might keep this subtle or skip it entirely. The goal is definition, not turning your impact into another kick. Step 2. Build the rack. Drop a drum rack on the impact boom track. Set up three pads, sub, body, top. On each pad, load your sample into Sampler. In Sampler, set it to one shot. Turn warp off. Make sure snap is on. Adjust gain so you're not clipping on the way in. Now, trigger them together. Easiest way. Put a MIDI note that hits all three pads at once by placing them on the same note via an instrument rack approach, or just keep it simple and use a single pad with an instrument rack inside that contains three chains. Either way, the concept is the same. One MIDI hit equals one combined boom. Now, before we go crazy with EQ, here's a big coaching move that saves hours. Time alignment first. Zoom in on the SUB and body waveforms in Sampler. Use the start control and nudge so the first big waveform peak of the SUB and body lands together. You're listening for the moment it suddenly gets louder, more solid, and more forward. If you nudge and it gets smaller or hollow, that's phase cancellation. Keep nudging until it locks. This matters, because if you don't align first, you'll end up fixing hollowness with EQ and saturation, and it'll still feel wrong, just louder. Okay. Step 3. Shape each layer so it feels like an impact, not a kick. Think of an impact as front-loaded. Most of the energy happens in the first 120 to 200 milliseconds, then it gets out of the way, so your bassline can own the rest of bar 1. Let's start with the SUB layer. In Sampler, set attack around 0 to 3 milliseconds. Keep it fast. Set decay somewhere between 180 and 350 milliseconds. Start around 250. That's a sweet spot for DNB where it feels big but doesn't smear. Set sustain all the way down, basically off. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. We want it to end smoothly but not linger. Now turn on Sampler's filter. Use a low pass 24 dB slope. Set the cutoff around 90 to 140 Hz and start at about 110. Low resonance. If you need a tiny bit of attitude, add a touch of drive, but keep it subtle. Sub distortion can get flabby on big systems very fast. Now the body layer. Attack 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay 120 to 250 milliseconds. And here's a key move. If it still sounds like a regular kick, shorten the decay first. Don't EQ it into an impact. Envelope shape is the identity. Filtering can be band passish here, or just leave it and do the surgical shaping with EQ in a second. Now the TOP layer. Attack at 0. Decay 30 to 90 milliseconds. Very short. This is the definition layer, not a drum. Step 4. Give each layer a clear frequency jab with EQ8. On the SUB chain, keep it pure. Usually no high pass. If it's muddy, make a small bell cut around 200 to 300 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, medium Q. If it needs a touch more weight, do a gentle shelf around 50 to 70 Hz, just a couple dB. And be honest with yourself. If you're boosting low end just to feel it, you might actually need better time alignment or a better source sample. On the body chain, high pass it so it stops fighting the sub. Use a 24 dB per octave high pass around 70 to 110 Hz, start around 90. Then boost the knock zone, 140 to 220 Hz, a few dB, medium Q. That's thy can still feel this on a phone speaker energy. If it's boxy, cut 300 to 600 Hz. Don't automatically scoop it to death though. Some genres of D&B actually like that witty mid character for jungle vibes. Just control it. On the TOP chain, high pass aggressively, 1 to 3 kHz with a steep slope. Then if it's dull, a small boost somewhere between 3 and 8 kHz. If it's annoying or clicky, dip 4 to 6 kHz slightly. You're aiming for presence, not pain. Step 5. Add saturation for impact weight, but stay in control. On the SUB chain, add saturator, soft clip mode, drive 1 to 4 dB, match the output so it's not just louder is better. The point is controlled harmonics, not fuzz. If the sub starts sounding like it's tearing or farting, back it off. Club rigs will punish you for that. On the body chain, add drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%, crunch low, like 0 to 10%, and set boom to 0. Important, drum bus has its own boom circuit, but you're designing a boom from layers. If you stack booms on booms, you'll get a big but undefined hump that eats headroom. On the TOP chain, you can use overdrive if you want. Tune the frequency somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz, low drive, tone to taste. If it starts to fizz, you went too far. Now step 6, glue the layers together on the bus. On the impact boom track output, put in EQ8 first. Gentle high pass at 25 to 30 Hz, steep slope. That's basically subsonic cleanup. If it's still too kick-like, a small dip around 100 to 150 Hz can reduce that kick note feeling, or a tiny dip around 2 to 4 kHz if the transient is reading like an actual drum hit. Choose the problem area based on what's poking out. Next, add glue compressor, ratio 2:1 or 4:1. Attack around 10 milliseconds to let the transient through. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on a hit. You're not flattening it, you're making the layers act like one sound. Then for transient shaping in stock Ableton, use drum bus on the bus. Bring transients up carefully, like plus 5 to plus 20. Little warning, this can get sharp fast. The goal is its peaks, not its spikes. Finally, a limiter is safety. Ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. Ideally, it barely works. If your limiter is slamming every time the boom hits, that's a sign your layers are too long, too loud, or too sub-heavy. Impact should be big, but they shouldn't force your whole drum bus or master into emergency limiting every 16 bars. And that leads into a really important coach rule. Headroom. Leave more space than you think. Impacts can be the loudest single event in the track, and you want them to hit without wrecking everything else. Make it powerful through design, not just through gain. Step 7. Add space without washing out the low end. Create a return track called IMP Verb. Add hybrid reverb. Choose algorithmic or convolution, but think small room or plate, not a huge hall. Decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the boom stays punchy and the reverb blooms after. After the reverb, add EQ8. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. This is the classic move. The reverb should live in the mids and highs. Keep the sub basically dry. Send mostly body and TOP to this return. Keep SUB nearly dry or completely dry. If you want a bit of extra texture, add echo as a very short slap. 1/32 or 1/16 timing. Low feedback like 5 to 15%. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass 6 to 8 kHz. Mix low. This is more of a vibe trick than a necessity. Step 8. Placement and side chain in a drum and bass arrangement. Classic placements. Bar 1 beat 1 at the drop. Bar 17 beat 1 for a 16 bar switch. Or a pre-drop fake out, like the last 1/4 beat before the drop, if you're being cheeky with timing. Now side chain. Even though it's an impact, it's low and heavy. If your actual kick and bass relationship is important after the drop, you need the boom to make room. Put a compressor on the impact boom track. Enable side chain from your main kick. Ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release 80 to 160 ms, set threshold so it ducks 2 to 6 dB when a kick hits. Teacher note, if the boom is literally replacing the kick on that downbeat, you may not need this. But if your kick is also hitting, sidechain prevents a low-end traffic jam. Now do two translation checks. First, mono your master briefly using utility. If your boom disappears or gets noticeably smaller, You've got phase issues, usually between SUB and body or from stereo processing. Fix alignment, keep the sub mono, and be careful widening anything pre-transient. Second, do the low volume test. Turn your monitors down. If you can still feel the impact, that means the body layer is doing its job. If the boom vanishes at low volume, you probably built a sub-only monster that only works on big speakers. Step 9. Resample and commit. This is a real DNB workflow win. Create an audio track called Boomprint. Set its input to resampling. Record a few hits. Try a few velocities. Maybe tweak a macro or two between hits if you set macros up. Then consolidate, trim tight, and add tiny fades to avoid clicks. Now you've got a custom boom library you can drag into any project like a signature sound. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. If the sub tail is too long, it will fight the first bass note and make the drop feel slow. Shorten decay before you EQ. If you're oversaturating the sub, you'll lose clean weight and it'll distort badly on club rigs. Use harmonics for readability, not for aggression. If your top is too loud, it turns into a kick click and distracts from the actual groove. And don't put reverb on sub. Filter your returns. Keep the low end tight. Now, a couple of intermediate to advanced variations you can try once your basic boom is hitting. 1. Reverse suction into boom. Duplicate your TOP or body, reverse it, shorten it to 150 to 300 milliseconds, high pass it aggressively so it's mostly texture, and send it harder to the verb. Place it an 8th note or a 16th note before the boom. That vacuum pull makes the downbeat feel larger without adding more low end. 2. Two-stage impact. Make a second body layer that's quieter and longer. Delay it by 20 to 50 milliseconds. The first hit is punch, the delayed one reads as aftershock. It's a slick trick to get size without washing everything in reverb. 3. Neuroclack without cheesy kick click. Replace TOP with a tiny Foley transient, distort lightly, then low pass around 8 to 10 kHz so it's not brittle. It'll feel like sound design, not drum kit. And one arrangement trick that sounds pro immediately. A micro gap. Create a tiny moment of silence right before the impact, like a 1/16 or even 1/32 drop out of drums and bass. That void makes the boom feel louder with zero added gain. Alright, mini practice to lock this in. Build one boom using the three-layer method, then print 5 variations. One tight and short, reduced decays. One deeper by pitching the sub down about 3 semitones. One brighter with a little more top and a touch more verb. This audio version is shortened for playback.